This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 7th of February. Greg Moller hit his maiden first-class century, but it wasn't enough to stave off defeat for Sheffield Shield leaders Queensland. They were dismissed for 340 in their pursuit of 440 by Western Australia, in spite of skipper Jamie Hope supporting Moller by hitting 61. Nathan Coulton-Ayle ended with a 6 for 84, while young spinner Ashton Agar picked up 3 for 91. Tasmania allowed Ricky Ponting to reach 200 before declaring their first innings closed at 425 for 6 on day 2 against New South Wales. Jason Craiger ended with a career best 118 and took his 7th wicket stand with Ponting to a state record 293. David Dawson then reached jumps on 70 not out for New South Wales as they responded strongly with 145 for 1. 20 wickets fell on the opening day of the Plunkett Shield match in Christchurch. Canterbury were all out for 172 as Brent Arnell took 5 for 55 and Graham Aldridge 3 for 53. Only Peter Fulton of the home side's batsmen passed 50. Matt McEwen then matched Arnell's haul, taking 5 for 20 as Northern Districts was skittled for just 108 in reply. Anuru Kitchen fell 5 short of his century as Auckland reached jumps on 319 for 5 against Wellington. Colin de Grandone then ended the day on 81 not out for only 85 balls, as the visitors enjoyed the best of day one. Richmond Mutumbar making his fine run in this season's Logan Cup, hitting 150 to help Southern Rocks limit their first innings arrears to just 61 runs against Mountaineers. Rocks were finally all out for 333, with Tapia Mafudza taking two of the last three wickets to fall. Mountaineers then closed on 10 for none in their second innings, and lead by 71 runs at the end of day three. Enjabuli, Enkubi and Glenn Quirl shared 5 wickets as Mid West Rhinos slipped to 143 for 5 at stumps in reply to Matabi Lantuskas' 406 for 9 declared. Only Stephen Trenchard of the Rhinos batsmen prospered, hitting 66 prior to being trapped in front by Quirl. Quirl had early ended on 58 not out for Tuskers, who will go into the final day some 263 runs ahead. Sunfall Series leaders Cape Cobras dominated the opening day against Knights as the final round of matches kicked off today. They dismissed their opponents just 191 and then reached jumps 104 for 1. Bohan Hendricks had earlier emerged as the pick of the Cobras attack, taking 4 for 50, while Justin Kemp and Robin Peterson contributed a brace of wickets apiece. Second place Lions were all out for 157 against third place Warriors, with both teams needing a result other than the Cobras win in Bloemfontein to stand a chance of lifting the trophy. Andrew Birch and Ayabalela Gwamani shared 7 wickets for Warriors, but then closed on 64 for 3 in their first innings. Vaughan Van Yar stopped at 101 as Dolphins had the better of day 1 against last place Titans. Van Yar stopped added 114 for the third wicket for Kyle Lely Zondo and 64 for the fourth with Cody Jetty.